This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As I read Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 through 6, a question popped into my mind. You can count on God. Can He count on you? God says, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." The writer concludes from this, "So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" The answer to this question is, nothing. But wait, aren't there many Christians who suffer loss in many ways? Just read Hebrews chapter 11. Many godly men and women suffer greatly in spite of trusting and obeying God. In the end, they will discover it was all worth it. Don't just protect your own interests. Rather, keep on loving each other as brothers. Verse 1. Don't be afraid to entertain strangers. Who knows? You might actually entertain angels, as Abraham did. Remember those in prison who are mistreated. Be proactive in caring for the needs and welfare of others. Give hope to those in unfortunate circumstances. Even if they deserve what they are experiencing, you might help them realize their need to turn to Christ. That's what changes lives, even if their circumstances remain. God honors those who keep themselves sexually pure, especially in marriage. Keep free from the love of money by being content with what you have. In other words, love God and your neighbor as Jesus did, and you'll enjoy the presence, protection, and help of God. Are you in a place where He can bless you? Can He really count on you? If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.